Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
This is Debbie Dashinger, your host, and welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. A little bit later, I have a great guest coming on by the name of Miyoko Taylor. And Miyoko is going to be talking about finding your amazing, how to be greater than any obstacle or circumstance. And do you have a book inside of you? I just feel so called to ask. I keep hearing more and more from people who are interested in books. I just want to inspire you to get your voice out there, that if something lives inside of you and is begging to be put into the written word, then it is yours to put out, and those of us who are needing to read it, wanting to read it, interested in reading it, then your words will be there for us. And when you're done writing, think about mybestsellerbook.com. It is the Done For You program. And it is a guaranteed service that takes authors to international bestseller, because 5% of any book is the writing, and 95% is what happens after. You don't want your book to be out in digital land, just sitting on some shelf, unread, unbought. The whole idea of writing it, of course, is to communicate something of import to you. So think about mybestsellerbook.com. And if it's too much, there's even a product for you where you could do it on your own. So there's lots of options. Yep, we're going to be talking about how to overcome any obstacle. And I want to talk about your best cyber self. More and more right now, I keep hearing from friends where I've said, hey, you know, I wrote something to you on Facebook and I didn't hear back. And they're like, yeah, I'm not kind of being very active right now. Or I know people have shut down their accounts altogether. So there are a lot of people withdrawing, and we know why. The political climate has made it, wow, very divisive right now. And also very unkind, very shocking, very depressing for people. So I want to talk about that, because if that is the reality, then what's possible? If that's the reality, what can be done differently so that it works for us instead? Maybe you don't want to extricate yourself from social media and you miss the parts of it that were really fun and engaging or connecting. Well, your best cyber self. How can you be helped to your best cyber self? Because you do desire the internet to be a place of connectedness and compassion. And if that's so, then lead the change. Lead the change. How is that possible? Well, like I said, I've seen people with a lot of reservations lately. And understandably, there are reservations because a lot of people can be their worst selves on the internet. But most of us, really, in our hearts, we don't want to be bad. We don't want to put people off, say bad things. Most of us just don't want to be behaving like that. And mostly what we really want is a safe place to connect. So if you aimed to build a kinder online community, what would be possible? And what if you aimed to build a kinder online community? Don't they always say that we should create the change we want? Absolutely. So how can you be your best cyber self? Well, it's sort of a pledge, and maybe that pledge is a little hard to keep at times, and that's okay, because the pledge would look like, well, when criticism floods in, my impulse may be to withdraw or to lash out, and feeling threatened sends me straight into fight or flight mode. But here's a discovery. There's another way. There is another way. You can choose to rise above the instincts and respond to others from a higher place, to take a deep breath and put some space between what was said or written and what your reaction is to it. Listen, this is a great tool to have in daily life anyway, so you're not running around fight or flight reacting all over the place, because it's exhausting to our system and makes us very sensitive and taking everything personal. So let me just stay open to listening can be the pledge. Let me just stay open to listening and release reacting. Let me stay open to listening, learning, and even changing my mind. So what does that mean? Listening, learning, changing my mind? Well, it means meeting fear with tenderness, meeting hate with love, and meeting differences with curiosity. Curiosity. This, it turns out, that's what breaks the cycle of mistrust among people, and it creates peaceful oasis. So when you go high, cyber, when you go high and respond in a high mode, then you're inviting others to join you. So be the change you want to see. When people become brave enough to share themselves without shame and gracious enough to listen without judgment, wow. That becomes an online bravery and an online kindness, and that's what you want to be. The internet really, it just is, right? It's neither good nor bad, it's neutral. And it can become for each of us exactly what we bring to it. In our real life, in our internet life, we live inside whatever we build. So if we're spending more and more of our lives online, and most of us, that's very true, then our internet selves must be decent, courageous healers, so we can inhabit communities of tolerance and humanity. So here are a few checks. The first check, remember you are what you post. Second, post with intention. And third, dispense compassion. First, remember you are what you post. Well, integrity means there's not a real life you and then an internet you, right? There is not two yous. You really one and the same. So, honey, I love you, but if you're not kind in the internet, you're not kind. Remember, you are what you post. Next, post with intention. Before you hit send, because it's so easy, type, 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 send. Oh, take a breath. Take a pause. Hit the remote control and just ask yourself, why am I sharing? Why am I sharing this picture? Why am I sharing this meme, this idea, this article, this I'm responding back to what I just read? Why? So is your true motivation to spread joy and courage, enlighten, and teach? Or is it to brag, to pull down, to shame someone? If your intention is pure, then the response will be too. So post with intention, and when it's a good intention, post it. And third, dispense compassion. When people express opinions that differ from yours, and baby, it's going to happen. There are so many different opinions out there. Good, bad, right, wrong, none of it matters. Just take it as a chance to grow. Seek to understand over being understood. Be curious, not defensive. The way to disarm another human being, it's easy. It's by listening. And when all else fails, try the 1-2 punch of vulnerability followed by good-heartedness. Vulnerability, good-heartedness works every time. So this conversation to really engage in cyberspace in a way that works and creates the change we want to be is all about empowering. Empowering you to be what you want to experience. And what is empowerment? Well, it's the mere recognition that choice exists. Choose wisely. Be the change you want to be. Miyoko Taylor is here. He's an entrepreneur, speaker, and personal development coach, and he's passionate about helping others improve their lives by providing them with the tools and resources to fuel their passion, purpose, and profits. Miyoko wrote the free ebook, Habitude, a step-by-step guide to busting bad habits and creating good ones. Miyoko's latest book is called Find Your Amazing 5 Steps to Transforming Your Life, where he helps readers unlock their true potential and create their own version of success. And his website is miyokotaylor.com. It's spelled M-E-I-Y-O-K-O-Taylor.com. Miyoko, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Debbie, for that warm welcome. I am excited to be here.
Me too. I'm excited to get to know you better, and I like this conversation title, Finding Your Amazing. Hello.
Yes.
So what does that mean exactly, Finding Your Amazing?
Finding Your Amazing is based on a belief that I have. If you were born into this world, you are a miracle. And I believe that everybody born into this world possesses a specific skill, a gift, a talent that pretty much sets them apart from other people, something that only they can do the way that they do it. And that's the amazing. So what I do with a lot of people is I help them tap into that, because I have a belief once your passion and your purpose and your talents are in alignment together, something amazing has to happen. So that's where the Find Your Amazing concept has come from.
So all those elements have to come into place so that the universe can deliver to you what it is you're here to do and align you with your particular set of purposes, passions.
Absolutely.
And so that makes me curious, because I know you do a lot more than this, although this is a fabulous theme I'm excited to explore with you. But I want to know first, what is the work you do out in the world? How do you show up and what do you offer?
What I do basically is I help people to build their ideal life. And what I mean by that is I may have someone that comes to me with a particular situation where they're working at a job or a 9-to-5 that they absolutely hate. They're passionate about something, but they don't really know how to turn that into a business or don't know the next step onto ridding themselves of the feeling of the misery or having that support system or having someone to tap into what it is that they truly need to equip themselves with to start that next stage in their life. So I get people from all walks of life, all nationalities, and they're usually just stuck at a place in life to where they know that it's not where they should be, and sometimes they have no idea where they are going. So they need someone like me to come in and say, hey, what are you passionate about? What is your story? You know, start from the very beginning. Let's really narrow down and hone in on what it is, you know, that created your story. What are you passionate about? What things are important to you? What are your core values? And from that, I usually can develop an idea of where we need to start to build this model to where they can create the ideal life that they only dream about.
Mm. I think you have a really interesting name, Miyoko, and
yes.
I would be curious, where does that come from?
It is Japanese. My father was in the military. My mother named me, and it's a name that they took a liking to, and that's how I actually got the name. It's pretty much that simple.
Why that's so interesting to me, so I'm always curious and researching. I love the etymology of things, and I looked up your name, and it says Miyoko indicates qualities of a leader and organizer. And I thought, how cool, the work you do out in the world, literally like you were named to do the exact work you're doing. Miyoko.
Very interesting.
Right? Leader and organizer. So what a blessing. You were set, your soul was set when you came in.
Exactly.
So tell me, leader and organizer and man who helps, I love this, because you use the word stuck. A lot of the people come to you are stuck. Boy, is that a word I hear from people all the time. I think more than ever in life, because of the possibilities, but also the way the paradigms are shifting so quickly and things that used to be in place for us are no longer. And so stuck is big.
Absolutely.
What are three habits, Miyoko, that people can use that will improve their focus? How can they improve their focus?
Well, I can start by giving you something that I use, and I often tell my clients, the advice that I give you, I either still use it to this day or have used it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what kind of makes me different from a lot of people. I actually live what I teach and what I have talked about. So there's this particular habit that I picked up, and I found myself oftentimes, especially as an entrepreneur and just being in this world, you know, as a whole, we have a tendency to listen to a lot of different motivational speakers, personal development people, and they inspire us and they motivate us, and that's great. But then they leave and we go home to certain lifestyles or environments that may not promote the type of inspiration or motivation that we just received. So how do we stay motivated? So what I did is it takes three things to do this for all you listeners out there. It takes something to write with, it takes a Post-it note, and it takes a mason jar.
Okay.
So what I did is I set out to write down certain goals. So I model my life. If everything that I'm not doing is in alignment with those particular goals, I try my best not to do it, to stay away from it. So every little goal, little micro goal that you have towards these big goals that you set for yourself, every time that you achieve something, I don't care how small it is, you write it on the Post-it note, you fold it up, and you put it in the mason jar. And you continue to do this consistently and consistently and consistently. So when you hit that plateau where you're, you know, feeling that slight depression, or you're feeling not motivated, or you're not making any progress like you desire, go back into that mason jar, open it up, and dump all that stuff out, and start unraveling all those Post-it notes. What that's going to do is it's going to show you every single accomplishment that you have achieved that is in alignment with that goal. What that does for your brain and does for your mindset is nothing short of amazing. Mm. And this is a process that I still do till this day. So when you talked about how to stay focused, that is an excellent exercise on staying focused. Because what it does is it programs your mind to think progress, 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 no matter how big or no matter how small. So when you're looking back on those periods of adversity, you can say, I've accomplished all this so far. No, I'm still on track. So it trains you to stay focused even when adversity comes. So I love that exercise.
Yeah, so for focus, you said write down goals, put them on a Post-it or a paper, and put it in a mason jar.
Yes.
And if anything's going on and you need a check-in, pull out the jar and read your notes, and you'll see the accomplishments and the things you've already created in your life.
Yes, absolutely. Because what that does is it shows you that you're making progress. Because we often, as human beings, we have these negative beliefs or limiting beliefs that try to creep in no matter how successful we become. So what that does is it counteracts, you know, that little bad guy in your mind that says, you're not doing like you should, or you're never going to be successful, you're not going to be this, you're not going to be that. Well, I actually have documented proof on the accomplishments and achievements that I'm making. So it keeps you focused, you know.
Yeah, it counteracts the doubt, and it lets you see the progress. I love that. You know, and just to add to what you're saying, because that's a beautiful, I wrote it down, I used to teach something called a victory board, and I'm so grateful you're sharing this because now I feel inspired to start one again. But it's basically
excellent.
A bulletin board, and whatever your goal, dream is, every time you have a victory, you got a ticket to something, you went to a workshop, you wrote an e-book, you hired a web developer, you whatever it is, you literally pin it on the victory board, and it starts to illuminate what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be focusing on, oh, I have so far to go, it's not here, it's not happening, but in, just like you're saying, it actually is taking place. Focus on that and allow the magnets to bring more to you through that ease, through seeing there is victory here. There is a mason jar full of accomplishments. So how we can improve our focus. Well, when we come back, boy, do I have questions for Miyoko. We're going to be talking about some life-changing questions that we can ask ourselves. And when he talks about getting unstuck, what kind of principles we can actually use for achieving success. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app. It's on iTunes. And the mobile app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet. Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, mybestsellerbook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Feel your soul to me. I will never let go completely. One day our hands will be.
Hey, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. Thanks for staying here because more greatness is coming up. I'm interviewing Miyoko Taylor. He's at MiyokoTaylor.com. And Miyoko, as promised, I want to start off with a question about what questions we need to be asking ourselves. I know that you like to say there are two life-changing questions we should be asking ourselves. What are those? What questions should we be asking?
Well, first off, the first question that you should be asking is, if your life ended today, would you be satisfied with your journey up until this point? And this is something that I asked myself when I met the crossroads of my life. And it scared me because nobody likes to think about death, and it's doomy, it's gloomy. That's understandable, but what it does, it scares you, but at the same time, it gives you awareness. So many people are not self-aware, and that's where it all starts. You have to be aware of your situation, aware of your life, aware of the direction that you're heading. You know, and that's the starting point. You know, that's the foundation for even making a change. You have to accept responsibility and become self-aware and say, okay, if my life ended today, would I be partly satisfied? Would I say, hey, I lived a great life, I've done everything that I wanted to do, I've made an impact, or I've done absolutely nothing at this point in my life that I'm passionate about, that gives me that fire every day, that wakes me up excited, and that really made a difference. If that's, and then that's what happened to me. There were so many things that I was not doing. So I would say that question is the most important question you will ever ask yourself.
And what's the other one?
The second question would be is, if someone were watching you, whether it's your friends, your family, the innocent bystander, if they saw you and followed you on a day-to-day basis, what would they say about you? What would your overall appearance be like? What was your attitude throughout the course of the day? What did you do? What life did you change? What type of contribution did you make to that particular day? Was it something, you know, according to your goals? Did you help someone else? What would they actually see if they were looking from the outside in?
So you, in the first question, Miyoko, you said, if today was the last day of your life, would you be satisfied? And if not, then what's missing? What are the components that need to be in your life to know that at the end, you really have contentment, satisfaction, you did it? And you said that this was a really alarming question for you. So take me there. What happened? You asked this question, and what did you discover was missing? What kind of changes did you make?
Well, I'll take you back to where I was just looking in the mirror, and I burst into tears. I had become somebody that I didn't even recognize. I was 75 pounds overweight. I was in a horrible relationship.
Sorry to gasp, but if you saw pictures of him, you so are not. You're so
I've always was slim, but this was a period of my life where I was depressed. I was working in a position that I absolutely hated. I got up in the morning and I had an immediate feeling of anxiety and stress because I know my destination was at that particular profession. The relationship didn't serve me. I was holding on because I was scared to let go. And I was overweight. I was eating. I was eating to kind of curb my depression and my anxiety and just my overall unsatisfaction, you know, with life. And I looked in the mirror, and I just looked at this guy that I didn't recognize, and I burst into tears. And I said, well, there's one of two choices that I can make. I said, either I can continue to go down this road and live this particular life which leads to even more failing health, anxiety, depression, all these types of things that I was dealing with that were only going to get worse, or I could make the scariest decision of my life, and that's the decision to say, no more of this. I'm going to take the steps and take the action and make the changes to start doing things that I really, really care about, that are passionate for me to do. And that caused me to, that was a situation where I had to turn my back on a lot of things. So it was scary because it was completely out of my comfort zone. So I would say the first step is, again, being self-aware. So I was aware that there was a problem. You have some people listening in or some people out in the world that are going through these things and they're still in denial. And you have to really become self-aware and say, I seriously have a problem. This is not the direction that I want to take my life. So that's what I did. I became self-aware. That was the first step. The second step was, what was I passionate about? What were the things that I imagined myself doing? What do I want to do right now? Because I had already hit rock bottom in my life. So I knew what rock bottom felt like at that particular time. So my only option for me was to take the step to go the other way. Let's take a chance for once. Take a chance on doing something for you now, not what everybody else thought or what was the norm in society, getting the 9-to-5 and working at a particular job, collecting, you know, pension at the end of 25 or 30 years. No, let's do what Miyoko really wanted to do. Do something that you were 100% passionate about. And that's when I took that step, and then that's when I started kind of reassessing what makes me happy, you know, what gives me joy and fulfillment in the certain activities that I do. So that's what I really started looking at. And from that point on, when I started to do more of those things and less of the things that made me miserable, that's when I started to see progress. But it was only then, only then. But I was at the point where I could put a lot of that stuff to the side. You may have someone listening in now that just can't quit their job. You know, and they may have a family or someone to support or things like that, so they can't really do that right away. But what they can do is start to make those small little micro goals, like we stated before, and start pushing yourself towards more of the things that you're passionate about and do it gradually. And that, I think, is what was the turning point for me. So my life, my philosophy in life now is, if it's not in alignment with who I am, my goals, my focus, my mission, I don't do it, and
wow.
I'm very, very adamant.
You know,
about
the stuff you're talking about is big, and I don't want to make it any smaller than how big, because most people, when faced with leaving the stability of a relationship or the illusion of the stability of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
Will often turn to ways to hurt themselves, drink,
absolutely.
Sex, drugs, food, whatever, and stop taking care of themselves. And then all the other things you looked at, that's pretty big all at once. And I imagine very hard. How did you pick yourself up every day? How was it that you, because I know you didn't just suddenly shift into this
no,
great
mindset. No, absolutely
not.
So what I
right?
did is I said, you know what? I am going to go out and read every personal development book I can get my hands on. I'm going to listen to every motivational speaker. I'm going to listen to podcasts, audios, you know, shows just like you do now. I'm going to absorb myself with as much positive information as I possibly can. And I don't care who the author is. If they have a good message, I'm reading it. And I did this, and I read probably in a year about 75 books.
Mm.
And was just listening
wow.
to all these different
That's
audios.
A lot. That's good.
I mean, I committed myself. Like, I totally just went ballistic and committed myself to changing my mindset because I was aware that it was wrong, it was damaging. So after that, you know, one day I was just talking to a colleague of mine, and he's just like, who are you? And I laughed, and I said, what do you mean? He says, you are not the person that I remember. He says, your thought process is completely different. He says, I don't know what you did, but you completely transformed. And it was then I was just like, oh, my God, he's right. But it had become second nature at that point based on
yeah.
all the reading and my outlook changing and following the things that I were now passionate about. It completely transformed me. That's why I say find your amazing 5 steps to transforming your life. I actually live that and am living it till this day. You know, so when I got to that point after all that education and reading these particular things and listening to these particular things, I had programmed myself to be able to think in ways where, you know, the sky's not the limit, your mindset is.
That's a good one. Sky is not the limit, your mindset is. Wow. So principles that we can now use for achieving success. What can we use to achieve success?
All right, principles. For one, and I know they're probably going to get tired of me saying this, self-awareness. Once you're self-aware, the reality of your situation as a parent, you take responsibility of that. Now you have to find out what it is that you're passionate about. What is in your life that's out of alignment with who you are, your values, what you want to do? And then what you want to do is you want to start having a vision. Most people, they live life by accident. And what that means is things just happen to them. You know, they're just coasting along. They're not living life by design. They have no plan. They have no blueprint. So what is your vision? Where do you see yourself, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? What is your overall picture of your absolute most magnificent, amazing day? What does that look like? So when you have that in your mind, I want you to see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, all those things. Have it so ingrained in your consciousness that you can actually visualize it, and it's just like it's already happened. Once you have that, now you want to think about, okay, you have your vision. Now let's think about some steps to get you closer to that vision. So principle number one would be become self-aware. Principle number two would be have a vision. And principle number three would be, out of that vision, what is your mission going to be? Like, my mission is to inspire and show 100 million people how to find their passion, unlock the greatness that is within them, and that's my mission. I know that. Like, I can say that right away. That is my mission. So everything that does not fall in alignment with that mission, I don't really deal with. Mm-hmm. So your mission is important. So those three principles start everything. When it comes to if it's business, if it's marketing and all those things you have to know, that stuff will come. There's excellent people like yourself that do marketing and media and all those other types of things. But when you get those three core principles down, everything else tends to fall in place. And I'll have to go back and say it again. When your passion and your purpose is in alignment with your talents, something amazing has to happen. It may be the next day, it may be a year from now, maybe 3 years from now, but I guarantee you something amazing will happen. It just has to, because you're in alignment with everything that you are supposed to be doing.
Interesting. It is my experience that people have years where they look back and say, you know, this year was all about X. It's almost like it's a theme. And for some reason, our soul is called to learn something. Over the past year, whatever month to this current month, what is the most important thing you've learned over this past year, Miyoko?
The most important thing that I've learned is authenticity, being yourself. Being a motivational speaker, personal development coach, a lot of people have this facade that, you know, we just inspire people. We don't have regular lives. It's just living the fabulous life, and it's not like that. We're human beings. We have our own problems. We have our own situations and everyday lives that we have to deal with. So I tell people with that, when you see motivational speakers, when you get information and you absorb skills and techniques from them, realize that you are not them. Don't measure your level of success based on their level of success, because yours may be different. You know, you may not need $100 million. You may not need all those things that the other people have. So be yourself. Operate in what your skill set, your gifts and your talents and your capabilities are. And that's what I've learned the past 12 months. Being yourself, you will have people that love you and that resonate with you and that you can help tremendously. You will also have people that may not like you for whatever reason it is, because there's always critics and there's always people in the world that can be judgmental and that can be, we're going to go the absolute opposite to what you do anyway. That's reality. So I give people the reality of personal development. It's not just the rah-rah, the techniques and the implementation, but being yourself is one of the things the past year that I realized that is something that you can never lose, whether in business or whether in your life. Never lose the true essence of who you really are, because that is what makes you unique. That is what makes you amazing. And that's what engages people to you, your authenticity.
Authenticity. Well, just to recap some of the steps to achieve success that were created by Miyoko Taylor, he said, first, be self-aware. If you're out of alignment, call yourself basically on what's out of alignment and be honest with yourself. Two, have a vision. It is the blueprint. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to be? And three, mission. What is your mission? And anything that does not contribute to the mission, don't do it. And when you align yourself with your mission, all else falls in place. Have passion, purpose, in line with your talent. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. When we come back, I'm going to be talking with Miyoko Taylor about his Twitter account and how he's creating his mission, a little bit more about any habits we should be looking at or releasing, and what does he next dare to dream. Find me on Twitter, my name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I've got Miyoko Taylor here with me. You know, your Twitter account, Miyoko, reads, I'm going to do a quote here, on a mission to show 1 million people how to take control of their life, discover their passion, and unlock their greatness within. And you mentioned this mission earlier when you were talking about the steps that this is yours. How are you accomplishing this mission?
One of the ways that I'm accomplishing this mission is through personal development coaching. So I do coach clients one-on-one via Skype, online. I have books that I am currently developing. Actually, I have another one launching, which is Find Your Amazing, Five Steps to Transforming Your Life. That's launching April the 7th. And I have another set of series of books, and I do speaking engagements. So, and I do interviews like this, of course. Mm-hmm. So it's various ways to get that message out, because people, like we said earlier, people are stuck. You know, the first step, actually that's in chronological order, by the way, that mission. The first step is to take control of your life. You know, stop allowing things to just happen by accident. You know, take control, and that's where that self-awareness comes in. It's your responsibility. You have to take control. So that's the first step, and that's how these particular avenues and chains are how I'm getting my messages out. And it's funny because if you ever get on the mailing list, usually my messages are first and foremost tailored around taking control. It's like that wake-up call. It's the reality check.
And what about habits? I know you talk about habits. Are there habits that we should look at and release and know about?
Habits that we should look at. One of the things I tell a lot of people is never, ever stop being a student. Be a student of learning. You can always learn something of value from anybody. I don't care who it is. And I think people don't have the habit of reading, or wanting to absorb information. That's a habit within itself, just like watching too much television is a habit. Being stuck to reality TV shows, those are habits. And what people don't realize is you automatically form habits whether you realize it or not. That's the power in the habit, and that's the most dangerous things about habits. They're created when we don't even realize they're created. So we have to be self-aware and to focus on developing certain habits. So that being a student of learning, constantly reading and gaining knowledge from people, from books, from the environment you surround yourself with, that's a habit. So always make it a habit to do something nurturing and enriching for your mind. That's a habit. Another habit you want to have is when you start your day, focus on the things that you do well. Work hard at the things that you're best at. That's another habit. So when you wake up in your day, the first priority should actually be those things that are going to be in alignment with the goals that you're trying to achieve. So make it a habit to block out time that is dedicated to that particular activity or activities. That is so, so important. We get bogged down so often with just the issues of life. It seems like life just happens and you're wondering, oh my God, it's 3 years later and I said I was going to do this 3 years ago. And what makes it so bad is you actually forgot what you said you were going to do, and it's 3 years later. It's just like the couple that's been in a relationship, and it's just like, oh my goodness, what happened to us? We haven't been on a date in 5 years, or we haven't did this. It's been such a long time. Life just happens, and you have to be careful that life doesn't carry your way, the goals that you're passionate about and the things that you want to do. So get into the habit of focusing on those activities or activity that really brings you one step closer to your goal. That's a habit in and of itself. That should be your priority when you wake up in the morning.
Well, those are great. So then what is something you do? What is a ritual or a practice that you do on a daily basis that helps keep you grounded and feeling successful? But what really helps you every day that you like to utilize?
What really helps me every day, I'm a very spiritual person, so it's prayer. I read the Bible. That helps me to stay grounded because spirituality is very important to me. And the next thing that I do is I check my schedule, and one of the first things I say is, okay, who do I need to help today? That's very big for me. Who do I need to help and who can I help? And then I'll look at the rest of my schedule and say, what am I doing on my schedule that's in alignment with my goals and what am I not doing? And I'll look at my schedule and I'll say, okay, this is priority, that's priority, that's priority. These are okay. And I'll order it by priority of what's important to me and what's in alignment with my goals and my mission. I'm very, very serious about that. So that's my daily activity. If it's not, what's getting done first in my daily life are the things that are going to bring me closer to helping other people and to the things that I'm passionate about. I mean, there's no question about it. Like, for example, this particular interview, this is something that was important to me because it's an alignment to my mission. It's another opportunity for me to get my message out. Mm. It's an opportunity for you and I to meet and to join together and join forces, so to speak, on this particular radio show and really add value to people because they need it. It's necessary. So that's in alignment with what my goals are. So that's a perfect example.
And moving forward then, what do you next dare to dream? This is Dare to Dream Radio. What are your future dreams and goals, Miyoko?
My future dreams or goals are to be in countries at a time, speaking, inspiring other people, doing workshops, doing more conferences, and doing more individual coaching. But just to get to the point where I can have someone in Japan being inspired and taking that implementation and taking that first step to changing their life, and then I have somebody over in the United Kingdom doing the same thing at the same time. Mm. Simultaneous change going on based on the message and the tools that I display to them so that they can implement. That is the ultimate dream in my profession.
We are right at the end. Is there anything you want to say here to the listeners?
What I would love to leave the listeners with is to be authentic, be yourself, do the things, start to really assess what makes you happy, start to really assess what life would be like if you were doing the things that you were passionate about. How would it affect you? How would it affect your family? How it would affect everyone around you? And to never give up. Do that mason jar idea. It works wonders. Stay focused on your goals. Stop allowing other things to distract you so much, because these are things that are 5-10 years from now are not going to matter. Do the things that matter now. You know, you have the opportunity today to make the first step to transforming your life.
If you have feedback about this show, about me, about anything that has to do with Dare to Dream, write. I love hearing from you guys, and thanks for checking in. You can write and email me at daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Miyoko, thank you so much for being on Dare to Dream today.
It has been a pleasure, Debbie, and I would love to be back anytime. You're awesome.
So are you. You can find him at miyokotaylor.com. And I end today's show with this quote. To remember what I said in the beginning, empowerment is the mere recognition that choice exists. You're always in choice. So remember, you are what you post on the internet. Post with intention for good and integrity, and dispense compassion, compassion to yourself and to others. If you'd like some inspirational YouTube videos, subscribe for mine, youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you're a best-selling author and it's time to know how to get booked on radio, get big results, and get your book a guaranteed international bestseller status, go to mybestsellerbook.com and, of course, my site, debbiedashinger.com. That's DASHINGER.com. Thanks for joining me. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I